seven pack of Sanhedrin, seven Mishnah. No, isn't Mizar the Moilech, a person who gives over his son to Moilech, Einu Chai, Vach Yimse, the Moilech, Vyavil, Be'esh. He has to give it over to the Moilech of Avodah Zarah, and he have them, his child walk. What does it mean? So the technique, what they did was they give it over to these priests of the Moilech, and then they were given back, and the father holds the child, and he goes with the child in between two bonfires from one side to the other side. Faisal explains up here the Rambam that this is the way he's over. If he lets the child walk by himself through the bonfire, he will not get the death penalty. No, it has to be done the way the service was done. If he just had him or walked with him in the fire, but he did not give it over to these, part of this service was giving over to the priests. He has to do the full ceremony. This was all, Baal Oiv, types of magic that are are eligible for death penalty. One of them is Baal Oiv. Ze Pisoim. That is something called Pisoim. Pitom. Which is something that tells futures. Hamadab Mishechyo. That, he do some type of magic which would cause a voice to come out from his armpits, which he would stand and bring some type of incense offerings, or incense, wasn't an Avodah Zarah, but burn some incense, and he'd have a branch of Hadas and say certain words, and then after this whole process, he did all these actions, this will come out, this magic. Yidoinez Amidaba Bepiv. He puts a certain bone of some bird into his mouth, and he does all kind of, I don't know what, and suddenly he seems to lose his consciousness, and words just start coming out of this bone. Harei l'biskilo, they get the death penalty by stoning. Vanishul ben bazora, somebody who asks them is over the. Lois says he doesn't get the death penalty because he didn't do the magic himself, but he says Altifnu Ela Oivas, one should not turn to the Oivas. We have Nevi'im, we have Chachomim, we don't need that.